Religious leaders turned many against Christ. I say unto you, Jesus added, it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom, than for that city. Then his mind reverted to the Galilean towns where so much of his ministry had been spent. Day after day the Prince of Life had gone in and out among them. The glory of God had shone upon the multitudes that thronged the Savior's steps. Yet they had refused the heavenly gift. The rabbis had warned against receiving the doctrines taught by this new teacher. In place of seeking to understand the word of God for themselves, the people honored the priests and rulers, rejected the truth, and kept their traditions. Many had been almost persuaded, but they did not act on their convictions. Thus many rejected the truth that would have proved the saving of the soul. The true witness says, "Behold, I stand at the door, and knock." Every entreaty in the word or through God's messengers is a knock at the door of the heart. It is the voice of Jesus asking entrance. With every knock unheeded, the disposition to open becomes weaker. The impressions of the Holy Spirit, if disregarded today, will not be as strong tomorrow. The heart becomes less impressible, and lapses into a perilous unconsciousness of the shortness of life and of eternity beyond. Condemnation and the judgment will not result from the fact that we have been in error, but from the fact that we have neglected heaven-sent opportunities for learning what is truth. When their work was completed, the 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." Jesus answered, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." Beyond the cross of Calvary, with its agony and shame, Jesus looked forward to the great final day when Satan will meet his destruction in the earth so long marred by his rebellion. Henceforth Christ's followers were to look on Satan as a conquered foe. Upon the cross, Jesus was to gain the victory for them, that victory he desired them to accept as their own. "Behold," he said, "I have given unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." The omnipotent power of the Holy Spirit is the defense of every contrite soul. Not one that in penitence and faith has claimed his protection will Christ permit to pass under the enemy's power. When temptations and trials come, look to Jesus, your helper. Thank God, we have a mighty Savior, who cast out the evil one from heaven. Why not talk of him? God will never forsake his people in their struggle with evil.